Today, we'd like to see the title, Seek the Lord, in the book of Zephaniah, chapter 2, verses 1 through 15. For online courses of people, we'd like to see three questions. Number one, in verse 1, gather yourselves together. Yes, gather together, O undesirable nation. What does the praise of gather together mean in this context? That's a question one. Question two. In verse 7, the cost shall be for the remnant of the house of Judah. They shall feed their flocks there. In the houses of Ashkelon, they shall lie down at evening. For the Lord their God will intervene for them and return their captives. Who is the remnant? Who is the remnant? Last question, verse 8. I have heard the reproach of Moab and the insults of the people of Ammon, with which they have reproached my people and made an arrogant threat against their borders. What do you see? A divine character. In verse 8, what do you see? A divine character. First of all, a little historical background. Zephaniah the prophet prophesied in the time of Josiah, the 15th king of Judah, during 640 through 609 before Christ, before the fall of Judah by Babylon in 586 before Christ. Contemporary prophets were Jeremiah, Nahum, and Habakkuk. First one, gather yourselves together, yes, gather together, O undesirable nation. So the nation of Judah, not desirable in the sight of God. Here, in order to understand the gather together, we want to see continually in the context of verse 2, before the decree is issued, what is the decree? Or the day, here, the day passes like chaff. What is the day? Before the Lord's fierce anger, here, we know the fierce anger. So, the decree, meaning to God's anger, the day of God's anger. Fierce anger comes upon you. Before the day of the Lord's anger comes upon you. So, Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 7, we can see anger. Be silent in the presence of the Lord God, for the day of the Lord, here the day of the Lord is at hand. For the Lord has prepared a sacrifice, which is Judah, the southern nation. He has, God has invited his guests who are Babylonians, invaders. So here, before the decree, meaning before the decree over God's judgment over Babylon invasion. So they are destroyed like a chaff, you know, blown out, the southern Judah. So verse 3, seek the Lord. Here, resolution, seek the Lord. All your meek of the earth, seek the meekness, humblest, who have upheld his justice, God's justice, seek righteousness, seek humility. It may be that you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger. So you will be avoided from the Lord's anger, will be hidden. So, seek righteousness means simply keep faith, because Romans chapter 1, verse 17, or Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4, the just or the righteous man shall live by faith. So, keep faith. So, gather together, which meaning, seek the Lord for your, seek the Lord for forgiveness over your sins, because Judah worshiped idols, spiritual adultery. So worshiped idols as well as a god, called a spiritual idolatry or adultery. You will be hidden means you will be escaped from the day of God's anger or the day of judgment. So Luke chapter 21, verse 35, 36, Jesus explained great tribulation on the earth to his disciples. Then Jesus said, 35, 36, for it will come as a snare. The great tribulation will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. No exception. All creatures. Watch it, therefore, and pray always. God commanded to his disciples, pray always. Keep personal relation with the Lord always. You may be counted worthy to escape all these things of a great tribulation that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of God, Son of Man. So, before great tribulation, all believers will be caught up with the Lord who is coming in heaven. So those people, you know, will be before the Son of Man. Son of Man indicating the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, Revelation chapter 3, verse 10, to avoid great tribulation, because you have kept my commands, or kept my commandments, to persevere. So you have kept my words persistently, perseveres, or patiently. I also will keep you from the hour of a trial. The hour of trial indicates great tribulation, which shall come upon the whole world to test it, those who dwell on the earth. Also, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9, and really comforting verse, you know, to believers, to Christians. For God did not appoint us who are Christians, us to wrath, not subject to the day of God's anger, or the day of great tribulation judgment, but to obtain salvation, so who are delivered from the wrath, salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. So, you know, we love, you know, go through great tribulation. That's a really encouraging word. So, question one, gather together, simply meaning seek the Lord for forgiveness. First of all, for Gaza shall be forsaken, and Ashkelon desolate, they shall drive out Ashdod at noonday, and Ekron shall be uprooted. So those four cities were major cities of Philistines. So here, so one city, Gath, not stated here, but we supposed that Gath already likely destroyed. So major cities, over five major cities right there, Gaza, Ashkelon, Ashdod, Ekron. Then verse 5, woe to inhabitants, so sad to the inhabitants of the sea coast. So Philistine, they resided at the coast of the Mediterranean Sea, the southwest side, you know, of Judah, southwest side of Judah at that time, were to the inhabitant of the sea coast, Mediterranean sea coast, the nation of the Kerithites, immigrant from Crete island, you know, to Palestine, and that is called, you know, Kerithites. So Crete island located in Mediterranean Sea, right? They immigrated into Palestine, you know, area. That's the people called, you know, Kerithites. The word of the Lord is against you, O Canaan, land of the Philistines. I will destroy you, so there shall be no inhabitants. So Philistines are completely destroyed by invasion of Babylon. So about 10 years or 20 years later, after this prophecy, the sea coast shall be pastures with shelters for shepherds and folds for flocks. You know, those areas will be destroyed. Verse 7, the coast shall be for the remnant of the house of Judah. What is a remnant? Remnant, Bible indicates in other Bible verses, also as the remnant means a few faithful minority people. Few faithful minority people. One example, in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 18, Elijah was threatened to be killed by Isabel, the wife of Ahab the king. That time Elijah ran away from the capital city of Samaria into the south side of Israel. At times he said he doesn't want to leave it. But God said, the 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 18, yet I have reserved 7,000 in Israel. So that's those remnants among Israel's population. So minority faithful, all who needs have not bowed to Baal, idol, no idol worship Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him, So kissed him is, kissed is a symbol of love, has not loved, Baal, an idol. So that's, that word really encouraged Elijah to go back and to prophesy in before Ahab the king. Also, Jesus talked about Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, 14. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. Many people go to broad way, wide way, or easy way, because narrow is the gate, and difficult way is the way which leads to life. And there were few who find it. So remnant is a few minority, the faithful, the people here of the house of Judah. So through the remnants, so God will establish the covenant to Abraham. Because Genesis chapter 19, verse 36, 38, No, Genesis 17, verse 7, and I will establish my covenant between me and you, you who is Abraham, and your descendants, Abraham's descendants, after you in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, eternal covenant, to be God to you and your descendants after you. So if God destroyed everybody 100%, God could not, everlasting covenant between God and Abraham. So here God said, God, will be God to your descendants, descendants after Abraham. So through remnants, God, established his covenant, particularly Abrahamic covenant. Genesis chapter 17, verse 7. So here, basically, remnant will take over the Philistine, the regions area, so turn back, from Babylon in captivity. Verse 8, I ever heard the reproach of Moab. Here, talk about Moab Ammon. Moab Ammon is basically the Abram's the uncle of Lot. So here, Moab and Ammon, Genesis chapter 19, verse 36-38 here, thus both the daughters of Lot were with child by their father. So incest into the relationship. The firstborn bore a son and called his name Moab. So Moabite, he's the father of the Moabites to this day. And the younger, she also bore a son called his name Ben-Ammi. Ben-Ammi, he's the father of the people of Ammon to this day. So Ammonite, the second daughter of Lot, with her father, Moab is the first story with her father. So descendant, her father descendant called Moabite. So Dodan, although they are related with Israel, but here I have heard a reproach of Moab. Moab's reproach, Moab is cursing the Israelite, and the insults of the people of Ammon, giving insult with which they have reproached my people. So they, you know, cursed, you know, the Israel people and made an arrogant threat against their borders. When Babylonian took over the borderline, basically Moabite and Ammonite resided at the east side of Judah. So Babylon took over, you know, Judah borderline, but the Moabite, Ammonite, you know, took over the Jewish in the borderline, you know, invaded you know, over there, the Jewish borderline here. That's why it said, made threat against their borders. So verse 8, you know, question, what sin, you know, God's character? Because God said here, Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So basically, the Gentile, you know, the blessed Jewish people, you know, those Gentiles will be blessed. But those some Gentiles who curse the Jewish people, those Gentiles will be cursed, you know, that kind of thing. So exactly like, you know, that happens. So Moab and Ammonite, you know, reproached or cursed the Jewish people. That's why verse 9, therefore, as I live, says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, surely Moab shall be like a Sodom. So Sodom, Gomorrah, you know, were, you know, completely destroyed, you know, by God, you know. So out of the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, God, you know, graciously took over Lot, you know, from there. Then Lot incest relationship with his daughters. They had a Moabite, you know, Ammonite. So here, example, like a Sodom, which Moab was destroyed, like a Sodom, like Ammon, like you know, Gomorrah, like that. And the people of Ammon, like Gomorrah, overrun with wheels and salt pits. Here, salt pits are interesting. And lots of wife, you know, ran away from Sodom Gomorrah, but he looked back in Sodom Gomorrah. That's why she changed to, you know, salt pit. You know, see here, overrun with wheels and salt pits. And a perpetual desolation, perpetual, complete, destroyed. So today we couldn't find out the Moabite, Ammonite, the residue of my people shall plunder them. So Jewish people took over the, at that time, in Judah eastern side area. So today Jewish people live there. The remnant of my people, again, the remnant of my people shall possess them. The faithful few minority, my people shall possess them. Historically, coming from, you know, 70 years Babylon captivity, when Persia, you know, reigned. Verse 10, this they shall have for their pride, also because of for their pride. So God is a character, you know, always against, you know, the pride. Because they have reproached and made an arrogant threat against the people of the Lord of hosts. The first time, you know, again, they cursed, you know, the God's people, Jewish people. Verse 11, the Lord will awesome to them, for he will reduce to nothing all the gods of theirs, or all the gods of theirs, all the idols of theirs, people shall worship him. So everybody shall worship him, each one from his place, indeed all the shores of the nation. Finally, everybody worship him, everybody's waiting for God's judgment, So believers' judgment, basically salvation plus reward, for spiritual work. But unbeliever, just judges us into hell. Romans chapter 14, verse 11, says, for it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, bow to the Lord, and every tongue shall confess to God. So shall confess to God. So it's Isaiah chapter 45, verse 23, always true. Also, verse 12, you Ethiopian is southern part of Egypt, you shall be slain by my sword. Ethiopian at that time controlled by Egypt, but when Egypt was destroyed by Babylon in 605 BC, Ethiopians also were destroyed. Isaiah chapter 18 verse 1 also prophecy against Ethiopians. Woe to the land shadowed with buzzing wings. Buzzing means description of invaders of Babylon. Babylon invaders like a buzzing wing, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. Beyond Ethiopia. So Babylon can't spread out, up to Ethiopians. And he will stretch out, God will stretch out his hand against the north. North, indicate Assyria. So North Assyria conquered, northern Israel. But Assyrians will be destroyed by God's judgmental instrument, Babylon, destroy Assyria and make Nineveh. Nineveh is a capital city. Nineveh, capital city of Assyria. 19th century archaeologists discovered it, a 60 miles long city, or 100 kilometer long city, was a 1500 towers there. Nineveh, a dissolution, will be destroyed, would be destroyed as dry as the wilderness. So today, camp destroyed. The herds shall lie down in her midst, every beast of the nation, both the pelican and the bittern, sort of a bird, bittern, shall lodge on the capitals of her pillars. Nineveh's pillars, there's wild birds, they lodge there. So no human beings were there. That is, after this prophecy, 10 years after this prophecy, exactly Nineveh was destroyed completely. So until now, we couldn't see all the time of Nineveh. Desolation shall be a threshold. Threshold means almost in coming to you. Within 10 years, for he will lay bare the cedar work. This is the rejoicing city. So now, when Zephaniah prophesied rejoicing city, now about 10 years later, that bad happened. That the world is securely, so they thought, secure in the city, but that said in her heart, I am it, and there is none beside me. So nobody destroy this city, very arrogant to read. How has she is Nineveh, the capital city, become a desolation? So no way, basic arrogant word. A place for beast to lie down. Everyone who passes by her shall hiss and shake his fist. So after Nineveh, the capital city, destroyed, and everybody passes by, you know, the city Nineveh, so shall he, you know, or so frightened, you know, shall, you know, sighs, you know, and shake his fist. So that is prophecy. Let's see each question. First one, gather yourselves together. Yes, gather together, O undesirable nation. What does the phrase gather together mean in this context? Basically, verse 3 said, you know, seek the Lord, you know. Also, verse 2, you know, before the decree issue, you know, kind of thing. That means, you know, seek the Lord, you know, for forgiveness for their, you know, idolatrous sins. In verse 7, the cost shall be for the remnant of the house of Judah. There's a talk about the Philistine in the coast area. Remnant of the house of Judah, they shall feed their flocks there in the house of Ashkelon. Ashkelon is one strong city over five the big Philistine cities. Right? They shall lie down at evening, for the Lord their God will intervene for them and return their captivity. Who is the remnant? Remnant, you know, faithful, a few minority, you know, the Jewish people, you know, the house of Judah. So, in verse 8, I have heard the reproach of Moab and the insult of the people of Ammon, with which they have reproached my people. So basically, the Moabite and Ammonite reproached the my people, meaning the Jewish people, the Judah people, and made an arrogant threat against their border, you know, the Jewish borders. Also, you know, continually embedded, try to embed the border. What do you see? A divine character. Here is the Gentile, you know, the curse the Jewish people. Then we see the God's word, the Gentile who curse the Israelites shall be cursed, blessed, and the Israelites shall be blessed. So we see, you know, God the faithful perform death word. So let's just sing song all together. Amazing Grace, then we'll finish today's Bible study, also 2013. The last Bible study. Next week in New Year 2014, we'll see the book of Genesis.